Northeast Archives of Folklore and Oral History, accession number 2196, tape number C770.
90, and I am speaking with Mr. Frank Niedermeyer in his home in Yucaipa, California. Okay, now you were talking about what you were a cook first class. And
not right away.
Not right away. You were, but you were always a cook.
No.
You started as a mess boy. Where did
We'd
you start?
We'd have to go all the way back to 1928 when I came to this country. Arrived July the 2nd, 1928. My younger sister, Matilda, she was here already in the United States, in Germantown, Pennsylvania, because she went there. Her godmother invited her to come to America instead to stay. And I came over with my another younger sister, Margaret. We didn't have to go to Ellis Island when we arrived in New York. The ship's name was SS New York. A new ship was christened by a famous mayor of New York City, Jimmy Walker. He christened the ship. So we didn't have to go to Ellis Island because my sister met us right aboard the ship. We got off the ship and right away to go into the Pennsylvania station. By subway to the Pennsylvania station and to go into Great Neck where my sister Matilda was already working for a millionaire, Charles Miller Smith Estate, Great Neck, Long Island. And when I got off the train, he said, "Well, we have to look for a room for you to stay." So we looked across the street from the railroad station. There was a room for rent sign. So we went there. And the first thing the lady said when she heard I'm from Switzerland, "Oh, that's the country where milk and honey flows." "What do you mean by milk and honey flows?" "Yeah, we got lots of milk and honey. Yeah, that's all we had during the First World War."
Yes. So yes. Now, if you came over in 28, how old would you have been then?
Between 19 or 20. For 1907,
mm-hmm.
I was 20 years old. And, the next day my sister came over. We were working as a couple. I'm the cook and you the butler. So that was. Okay, I can be a butler. And she be the cook, because our mother was all my sisters and I, all a good cook. Our mother showed us. She was raised in an orphanage where they teach her how to cook and sew and every housekeeping. And I'm on the back track again about my mother. Come another story to it, because her stepfather, her grandfather, was a famous inventor. He was a friend of Count Zeppelin, the inventor of lighter than aircraft in the world. He was known as inventor of Zeppelin and blimps.
Mm-hmm.
For years, he was looking for something to make the linen covering of an airship, how to make it water repellent, sun repellent, and waterproof, which he had to have in order for an airship to be accurate. So he hears about. My grandfather heard about that, so he come up with the paint, with the linseed oil and the paint. So the Count Zeppelin appreciated his invention for his use. Out of gratitude, He promised, I'm going to come to Lucerne to visit you. Lucerne is a famous resort place in, yes, the center of Switzerland. So when I was a youngster, my age must have been about 8 years old, 8 or 10 years old, I forget, 1912. But now that makes 5 years old, 5 years old. And I seen the airship going to Lucerne, flying over our house where I was living. My mother said, he's going to Lucerne to land there. They expected him to stay there for make tourist attraction for flights. And the grandfather had to go to the city council before that. Count Zeppelin's going to come to visit me. We got to build a hangar. The city council had to get together and build a hangar. After that hangar was there, left for 20 years, empty. But they only stayed 1 week. Made one or two flights with tourists. And of course, that place is not accurate for airship anyway. Surrounded by mountains, the small lake of Lucerne, small lake. And it says it was raining most of the time. So he moved back to Friedrichshafen and stayed there till the World War broke out in 1914. Ash was used to bomb London later, around 1916 or something like that. And we worked in Great Neck, Long Island. It was not a Swiss girl working there, she was the maid. There were three of us working there for these rich people, see. Besides, they had a gardener coming there, big kind of garden. And right away, I got answered an advertisement in the paper of a young man wanted to work in a restaurant in Little Neck. That's the next town from Great Neck, called Little Neck. And there was a fork in the street called Two Post Tea Room. It was an antique building there, an antique story. Two Post Tea Room, that's the name of the road on the restaurant. So, but the whole crew was colored ladies said, hey, they greeted me. Otherwise, the use was dishwashing. They had two chops at the same time. Well, they saved the money right away, start saving the money. And then we was replaced by former people, former couple that worked in the for the millionaire, so we let go. Then I went to Long Beach, Long Island. Long Beach, Long Island, a place called Ocean Crest Hotel. It's a big hotel, a Jewish Orthodox hotel. So I was asked to work in the kitchen and be a waiter at the same time. Even though there's no waiter, I was called a busboy.
Yeah.
With a bow tie. After finishing the kitchen, I had to put on a bow tie and serve the people. But this was almost in the summer season, see. Long Beach is only, like Atlantic City, only good in summer then. So I was wondering why I couldn't sleep at night. My room was down in the basement. Several rooms in the basement. I couldn't sleep at night. And I looked into the mattress. Bed bugs. The whole mattress was covered with markings of bed bugs. So I told the owner's ladies worked in the kitchens. She said they had two different kitchens for Orthodox Jewish religion. One kitchen was for milk, and one kitchen was for meat. Well, it took me quite a while to get used to the separate. One usually used the same silverware in one place to the other. Everything was separation. But I got used to it. Anyway, I told the owners, I can't sleep at night. Why can't you sleep at night? At the paper. Answer came in Jewish language, du hast Wahnsinn? W-A-N-Z-E-N. It's the same thing in German. The Wahnsinn means bedbox. So the next, that afternoon, the houseman, the hotel houseman, he got busy with the stick on the clothesline, hammer, with the big stick hammer on the mattresses. And that houseman was a Czechoslovak, was a Slavish. Was he mad at me? The dirty look he gave me because I'm mad. Because I told the owner. Anyway, didn't last long. The season would come to an end and I had to go further. I had to go further away, look for another job again. And I got to Jamaica, Long Island. Stayed there one night at the YMCA overnight. And then I was looking for a boarder to be to a private room, in a private home. I found one right away on Hillside Avenue. And at the same time, I figured I can go to Knight High School. There's a high school right on Hillside Avenue. So I went to Knight High School to learn English more, even though I had two, three different English teachers in Lucerne at home. But they all spoke Cockney, half past time and all, everything. I talked like an Englishman. Everybody said, are you a Scotchman? Are you Scotch? With my brogue, you know, with my brogue, the Swiss dialect. Everybody said, not once, but several times. I got a job to work at Kresge department store, work in the kitchen. The kitchen was in the basement. I had a dumb waiter, everything go up, especially making pies, dumb waiter goes up to the restaurant. Kresge, was a big department store. And I was in charge of the root beer machine, which was also in the basement. To add syrup to it, machine. Root beer was a big item then, just before Christmas. I got to realize after New Year's over, I was just hired for the Christmas rush. But after Christmas, the department store was, business was slack. Then one big gathering of all the employees let go. Then I'd go traveling on again. No, the job lasted very long. In other words, in the 6 months' time, I had already three jobs. The four jobs, actually, if you want to say that, because one was twice job. And then my sister, the one that was 2 years in America already, I got a boyfriend in Astoria, Long Island. They used to go to Yorkville, the German dance halls. They got acquainted with this Walter Lederer, whose parents and the rest of the family all came over to this country right after, at the same time then. And all of them work at the Steinway Piano Company. Now, there were two factories, Steinway and Sons Piano Company, made piano. One was on Dietmar's Avenue and one was on Riker Avenue. So, but I found out you had to know somebody when you apply for a job. Somebody was in there already that knows you before you get a job there. So we are recommended by Walter Lederer. He was the freight elevator. He worked as a freight elevator. Well, I got a job there. I started the new after New Year, go to New Year. And pretty soon I wanted to buy a car. I had money saved up really. First car, the Overland, 1926 Overland it was. I think Whippet, Overland, see there. So what I did, all my sister's boyfriend around. Whenever they wanted to go somewhere, go to New York City, I was a chauffeur, but my sister helped me with the finances to pay off the car cash. So pretty soon, they broke up later on. The romance broke up. But you know, Walter wrote to me in California every Christmas for years. This is the first year I didn't hear nothing from him. He must have passed away. We were all getting old. Now I'm 83 years old. That's kind of high up in the age. But my sisters are still alive too. Then depression came, hit. How did the depression hit everybody then? They bought a brand new house of a whole street development on 46th Street, Astoria, Long Island. Astoria is the end of the subway station. It was every subway end station. So the stock market crash, 1929. Right away that hit hard. People jumped out the window. The stock brokers got bad. The biggest calamity was the stock market crash was 1928. And German friends that lived nearby, where my mother-in-law was living. The guy was crying, I lost $1,000. That's all the savings he had. He lost $1,000 in stock market. I never will buy stocks in my life. I said, after I heard that and sympathized. And 2.5 years working at Steinway, they had 20,000 pianos in stock. So at the beginning, I was working 6 days. Journey machinist. I worked on the engine light, putting threads on the screws, on polishing, working punch press, but the whole floor next to the tooling department. And one day, the foreman said, was piecework. The big bolts make thread on the engine light, what's called piecework. So everybody on the floor, all the American workers, hourly wage was 50 cents an hour. So when I worked on the engine light, I worked fast, left and right, action, you know, putting threads on. Slow down, Frank, you're making too much money, the foreman said. I made $38 a week on that machine, piecework. But the hourly wage was only 50 cents an hour, to make much less, $28 a week. So, after still the time got bad, so 6 days a week, five days regular working time, then 4 days, then 3 days. They cut down for 2 days. That was, you can't make a living working 2 days a week. No way. So I got acquainted, my future wife worked in the other building. And whenever there was a concert going on, we got acquainted there. Steinway at that time had its own symphony orchestra. And the Singing Society, I joined later. It belonged to it 15 years. all my stay in New York, belong to that Sing Society. That Sing Society was founded in 1868. Now, don't forget this Prohibition time. There was beer to be had at that Sing Society. We met at the Wanderer Square Club, some kind of a Masonic order, and in the basement, they served beer. Linden Brewery beer. We like that. So we always go out for beer. Some even went to Hackensack, New Jersey. They said, you can get beer over there. We want to go there and have beer. We did. I did once. So open restaurant, open beer joint with the clam broth there. To serve free clam broth and all the seafood you want, the oysters, the clams. So, after staying there, my future wife, I used to take her home from work. And her girlfriends, they pushed her in the front seat with me. That's how I got acquainted with Jane Walsh. And a year later...
She was an American girl.
Yes, she was born in Long Island City. Long Island City, our stories combined. And she's from a big family. She was the 13th child in the family. Sons, all the rest of sons and daughters. One died on arrival from Auckland. Her mother was Scotch. Mary Walsh was Scotch. Her maiden name was Hickens. Mary Hickens, and her father was Welsh. And it was a big family, and they had brother and sister-in-law in Philadelphia, one was Thomas Walsh, he was in the Spanish-American War. That's a family story. And my younger sister, Matilda, was here in America first. She had another boyfriend. His name was Max Seuss. And I got a brother-in-law is looking for a cook in Yorkville. A restaurant is on near corner, 2nd Avenue on 86th Street, New York. 86th Street is to be called the German Broadway. So I went to start to work there and got acquainted with one of the customers there, or Swiss. They introduced me to another Swiss. Charles Ulrich. Introduced him to my sister. He went to visit him at the Bronx where he was living. I mean, they're not the Swiss family he was living. And he became the husband of my sister, Margaret, Charles Ulrich. They were married for a long time. And they had bought was living in the Bronx in an apartment house. And later on, they bought their own house on the next street where I used to live with the Letterers on 47th Street. So beautiful house, brick, English-style homes. The garage was in the back here, and then we used to go to dances called the Wiener Herzen. That means the Hearts of Vienna. Dance, we used to go dance there. I got acquainted with another girl, one time, and I don't know whether I can tell that story or not. One. Insisted to have intercourse. I took it to where are we going to go? I took it to the bed. I was living in the basement with somebody else. She wouldn't have a child of me. She wouldn't have a child of me. He insisted. And she wrote me a letter. After that, don't try to be no more. See? This girl, German girl, was in New York visiting her sister, taking care of another child while she was in hospital having a child. And she was living in a place in Pennsylvania that had floods. I don't think of the name of the town now. It escapes me, the name of the town. A big flood. That that's where she was living, you see.
Wilkesboro.
No.
Well, Wilkesboro had Johnstown?
Yeah, Johnstown. Johnstown flood. The Johnstown flood, as she was living there. Is her husband is, what do you call it? Immune.
Impotent.
The word's impotent. Yeah, she told me that. That's why she was my child. If she did or not, I never knew. Never knew from her. And that restaurant was so busy, at the gold mine. That's where I learned all the German cooking there.
And that was the first time you actually had a job as a cook?
Yeah. But no, go back to Switzerland. I worked in hotels in Switzerland. I worked in two pastry shops. And the last pastry shop was this big restaurant called Hugene. I got a recommendation from the Swiss Hotel Verein or Society. Swiss Hotel Society. And I worked there as a pastry. But I was promoted there as a chasseur. Chasseur is a bellhop. I got pictures in there. Bellhop. That's where I made my money to could save up. In 2 years, I made enough savings to go to America. And I took an English lesson. And I went back to my hometown. I talked to my teacher. I saved 1,200 francs. I said, over in 1 year, you should save that much money. He says, yes. You made that. My school teacher told me, you made more money than my salary is. It's my own school teacher told me that. But my father told me, you saved more money than I saved all my life. So my money even paid for my sister's voyage to go to America. First, I intended to go to England. I wanted to. As a chief bellhop, I had to know. I presented myself as knowing three languages. It was required to know three languages: French, German, and English. Well, I took English lessons, and French. I bought me a little encyclopedia, 1,000 words in French. That's how I learned. Nobody knew that. I didn't know perfect French, but I got away with it. Even the supervisor of the liquor department and the hotel, the distributor of liquor for the whole country of Switzerland, he talked French to me. See, that didn't detect it ever. Actually, everything in Switzerland is in three languages. Every railroad ticket, postal money order, everything's written in English. And even the sign in the waiting room in the railroad station, non fumer in three languages. No smoking, no fumer, nicht rauchen. That's three languages. That's how you learn quick three languages. I passed myself off with three languages. Originally, I wanted to go to England to learn English. Perfect. And I found out it cost me 1,000 francs just to stay there 1 year. Well, for that money, I go to America. I told that to my mother. My mother told me, I turned your name, your name on Margaret's name already, into the consul in Zurich. Zurich, Switzerland, the main city in Switzerland, where the consul was. 3 months later, I was called already to report to the consul with my sister in Zurich. The question was, the Swiss immigration law, American Swiss immigration was all filled up. You have to pass yourself off as a farmer. If you pass yourself off as a farmer, you can immigrate to the United States right away. Swiss farmers are wanted in the United States, I was told. So, 3 months was up, we was called it, signed the papers. Before, you know, you have to depart. You know. So my sister and I got ready to pack. And before that, I was required to have in order to get the visa from the city hall, that I never was arrested, was never a criminal record. A doctor's statement, and you're in good health. It was all required to emigrate to the United States. A lot of people don't know that was required to emigrate to the United States, but was required. It was very strict. Not only that, but when he got to Hamburg, we shipped out with the Hamburg American Line, we was held 3 days in Hamburg. Health reasons. Doctors checked you when you get off the ship in New York again. You have no disease and everything you had, your shots and whatever was needed. It's going to be filled up.
I think it's time to turn it over.
Yeah.